Welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys had a fantastic weekend, had a fun time. My son had a birthday party, early birthday party.
Okay. I gotta mention this thing. This was something. No, so they decided to do an obstacle tactical training class for the 10-year-olds.
No, this is what they asked. They wanted to do with Nerf guns.
And with Nerf guns in my backyard, because I'm on several acres. And so they had clues set up. They had Nerf gun machine
simulated
guns,
razor wire.
Simulated string that was simulating razor wire. They had to crawl under. We're talking like, you know, went to the, I had to, Dawson drag me to the fireworks store. And then we
bought a case of smoke grenades.
I didn't know they made such a thing called smoke grenades. Because you'll watch a TV show on, you know, or whatever, and the Marines go, pop smoke! And they throw one of these grenades out.
It makes great cover. You can't see anything.
And so I thought myself,
concealment.
And so I thought myself, yeah, whatever, right? And like, you know, $5 of smoke, $3 of smoke grenade, right? And I thought, whatever, you know, it can't be that much smoke. Well, so those were running around, and they're getting clues, and they're looking for gold Easter eggs, and they're getting their clues, and they're reading the map. And all of a sudden, they get to the back of the barn, and all of a sudden, Austin pops smoke.
A lot.
And all of a sudden, this black cloud, luminous, grows up, and the kids are like, whoa. And I said, there's a bad guy back there. And so then one of the smoke grenades on top of my refrigerator outside. It catches on fire. It's burning the top of the refrigerator. I'm like, this is great. And so you can't see through the smoke. And the kids are like, we're not going back there. I said, stay undercover. You hear me yelling in the background. Yeah. Stay undercover. You don't know what's going to happen. You also got a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
Or no.
With the drum.
They didn't know it was Austin. I just said, there's a bad guy back there. Probably has a Nerf gun. And it was great. I got some videotape of it. It was just funny.
It
was a good time. So I laugh.
And covering some basically some homework right now on this. The Sublingual B12 on sale product of the week. And I wanted to cover another thing. I got some questions about this the last couple weeks. I've addressed it. Obviously, some people may have missed it on the show. The prostate support formula, which has been on back order, which I finally have the formula back in stock. Coming into the office finally tomorrow. I've had a lot of people ask me about this because, yes, I know this product works incredibly well. Yes, I know it's been out of stock for like the last 8 weeks. You do understand, and I want to reiterate this. I've told you guys this before. Some of these products, they get batch tested, and they are not meeting the exact requirements that we have on our label for the purity levels. I had to reject an entire batch of this 8 weeks ago. The new batch is done. Tested, 100% good to go, and is going to be landing tomorrow.
This is why our products work.
A lot of times people get mad at me because stuff goes out of stock. The reason why in most cases, because we're really good at inventory management and manufacturing, stuff goes out of stock is because everything has to be tested in a small batch, and then it gets all the assay into the third party, and I get the report back. Dad and I are extremely picky about these products. This is why they work. If I get products back and they're not matching numbers, I'm not going to pay for it, and I'm not going to take it. I'm saying, send it back. Redo it. Do it over again. I'm not going to – I had a PO on something. I'm paying a lot of money for a lot of material and a lot of, you know, basically inventory. I'm not taking something that's not 100% what we guaranteed. And so this product is back in, and because the gel cap takes a little bit longer to manufacture, but they're in on that. So please, if there's an issue, give us a call if something's on back order. In most of the case, when something goes on back order, it's not planned on back order. I have got it in, you know, en route, in production. We've got it in stock. It goes out of stock. We're waiting for the new batch to come in very there shortly, and then I get a report back that says, oh, by the way, yeah, here's the numbers. So I have to make a decision. I either allow a product that's I'm not 100% satisfied with go to my customers, or I send it back and get it redone.
We never approve it.
I've never approved it one time. I will not approve it because at that point I'm compromising my quality.
And that's why it took us a year to get Purple Sticks back.
That's
on
exactly
the
right.
Because we rejected and rejected and rejected and rejected taste testing.
And this is the reason why the collagen got out of stock for so long, and I've got the advanced formula that came in because I kept going to different suppliers because the one I was originally getting it from basically went out of business. And I needed 100% grass-fed pure collagen peptides. And the problem is...
Is it here yet, or is it going to be here this week?
Yeah, we got more in. There's a bunch more that's landed today.
Oh, good.
We came out in 3 shipments. And so the issue with it was a bunch of the companies I was contacting, they couldn't tell me where it was coming from. And then finally, I would get down to it, and a lot of it was coming out of China. And I was like, and I don't touch anything if it comes out of China. If it unwittingly does and I don't know about it, that's rare. But I won't touch it. I'm not going to buy anything from China. I'm not going to support China. I'm sure as heck not going to produce anything with Chinese byproducts. I'm not going to do it. As long as I have the ability to know what I'm getting into. And so thank you guys.
The only way I'd ever take anything out of China if it was fully batch tested. And I knew exactly what it was.
If it was a singular raw and it had third-party assets in the United States.
Yeah, that's right.
Testing here. Yeah. And I knew the purity and I knew heavy metal testing 100%. Matched everything, I would consider getting something if I had to. But the problem is with the beef, you're not going to be able to test for certain types of hormones, right? There's going to be all types of stuff they put in there as far as in the cattle when they're used in production. So you're not even going to be able to get a full understanding of what's in that stuff.
Okay, I've got to cover a story that I don't want to cover. Okay, this story is so egregious to me that I thought it was fake. And I don't even know what to say. Austin can pull the picture up. I mean, I contacted Michael Barrett last night. I contacted Alex, and I said, look, before I report on this stuff, I need to know if this is real. This is so far out there. It can't be real. This has to be somebody hacking into Trump's account. He would never post himself like this. And it's a picture of him as Jesus. I mean, it just makes me angry. And he looks like he's healing a young Jeffrey Epstein, is what it looks like. And I don't even know what to say. He's laying hands on him.
Well, everybody's staring up at him like he's like some type of like savior.
There you go.
Everybody's looking up at him.
Camera 4, Rich.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's enough, Rich.
I'm not even going to roll down on all the comments.
No.
I pulled some up earlier.
No.
They're so angry and so aggressive on these. I mean, these are just the first two at the top. This is disgraceful. Next one is, you got to be kidding me. It just goes, it gets worse. I mean, some people are in here like full-blown cussing.
Well, no, here's the problem that we've got going on right now. You got to remember something. You've got to destroy the name of Trump.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got, remember the movie, you know, with Maximus? It says you've got to destroy the name before you can destroy the man. And, you know, Trump has built a brand image now over the past 30, 40 years that is basically a fake. It's the whole thing's a sham. It's the whole thing is just smoke and mirrors. He's not who he says he is. He was a good friend of Jeffrey Epstein's, regardless of what he says. And we're going to cover the story of why Melania came out and did this story last week. But I'll do that after this show, after this story. But this thing, he got a big fight with the Pope. He gets in fights with everybody. He's gone after Alex Jones now. He's gone after Candace Owens now. He's gone after Tucker Carlson now. He's gone after Megyn Kelly. He's just insulting everybody because this is Andre the Giant versus bad Hulk Hogan. Now, listen to me. I'm going to say it again. This is Andre the Giant fighting the bad Hulk Hogan when he was in his bad phase. I have a friend of mine who works with professional wrestlers. I've seen him in the ring. He's a doctor in the ring. I mean, he's amazing. He's a great friend. And he said there's always going to be a villain. You've got to have a villain. They're turning Trump into the villain.
Right.
Because they don't want to make Benjamin Netanyahu the villain.
That's exactly right. Turkey, a lot of people don't realize this. Turkey's not actually has a significant ground force. They do. Turkey has now said they're entering the war. It's the first country to formally enter the war. They said that Israel's completely acting out of pocket, that they're violating almost every single human rights law. They're violating every
Lebanon,
human law.
Lebanon is unbelievable.
No, they said, we're done with this. They said, if Israel doesn't stop playing with fire and creates hurdles for peace process in the region, we're going to make sure Israel learns a lesson. Any more tax on Lebanon will now be considered attack on Turkey. Turkey's part of NATO, by the way, guys. Turkey gets engaged with this and they yank an Article 5 out, that means they're going to pull all the other NATO countries into this, which is an absolute mess. But I got to give it to them. They're the first country to actually do this. Everybody's getting sick of this on the entire world. And let me clarify this. This has nothing to do with Israel or Judaism or any of this aspect that people are trying to say this is anti-Semitic for criticizing this. Any type of war crime to this extent on a national level from any country should be getting absolutely blasted. If, you know, Cuba started doing this, if you started having Albania start going in and just carpet bombing civilian apartments day after day after day, it would be the Albanians, it would be Russians. I don't care what country or ethnicity you are. This isn't okay on a level when you're getting full public scrutiny and saying, we don't care what anybody thinks. We don't care what we do. Look at the big bad Donald Trump. Look at what he's doing now. Look at him over here. He's the big circus ring act. Don't focus on what we're doing.
Well, Anna Kasparian, she had an incredible quote to the Israelis. She says, you are hated internationally. It's not because you're Jewish. It's because you slaughter innocent people. You think you're God's chosen people when you act like absolute demons. You know, and she's got to be right about this. I mean, you know, and the thing about it is that, and it's still to this day, I talked to another Christian friend of mine this morning, and again, you end up in a situation where they want to basically want to continue to support Trump, and it was like he's paying five-dimensional checkers. You know, I'm going to tell you this, and I don't know how to say this anymore. I'm just trying to be nice. He's not playing five-dimensional checkers. He's being told what to do by the international banks. And that's who he is. That's what he continues to do. And the sad part about it is that, you know, we're in a situation where we've got a real big mess and people don't understand it. You know, last week, you know, we had, you know, Melania Trump come out and basically just come out and basically as what she's doing is she's doing damage control before it happens. Very smart. She's a lot smarter than Donald is. I'm going to add this. She speaks like five languages. You think about her vocabulary. If you speak English, let's say you've got a 10,000-word vocabulary, she speaks five languages fluently. Her vocabulary is through the roof. And, you know, basically what's happening is, you know, is a situation where you go into a situation where you kind of go, I don't know what to do. That's me. I'm trying to.
Well, let me show you this. This is going on now. I pulled this up last night and I verified it. Apple Maps now is completely wiped out southern Lebanon.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't exist. For example, you go down here, right? You scroll in more. This is Syria right here. You got Damascus, all these countries. This is Beirut, top of Lebanon. Look as you get closer. You know, so on Apple Maps, you always got the smaller cities. Look at Syria, all the stuff over here. You got Israel, you got all over here. This right here is the border from Israel and Lebanon. Look as you get closer. More cities pop up, right, around Israel, Syria. Get closer. This is all Israel. This is all Syria. This is Lebanon. Lebanon doesn't exist anymore on the map. This is Israel. This is Syria. This is Lebanon.
Lebanon has a distinct disadvantage of having Mediterranean frontage.
They don't exist on Apple Maps. Mm-hmm. There's nothing here. There's not a town. There's not a city. There's nothing.
Well, guess who controls Apple?
It's doing the same thing on Google now.
Okay, but let's go. Melania's message last week was, hey, guys, we're not done here yet. Everybody come look at what my husband so terribly doesn't want you to look at. That's what they said, quote, that's what she meant. No one, not even Trump's inner circle, seemed to know what this bizarre monologue was coming out or what was driving it, because she basically said that, hey, you know, she's going to get slammed on media. And she's very upset. She goes, to be clear, she said, I've never had a relationship with Epstein or his accomplice, Maxwell. Melania turned up in the Epstein files the 2002 email to Maxwell complimenting her on a picture that ran with a magazine piece about Epstein. And she goes, my reply to email doesn't count for this. Now, she starts going about how she met Trump and everything else. And then she said the party she met him at was hosted by Pablo Zampoli. Now, listen very carefully to this. I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay. He's a former Italian modeling agent who recruited the young Slovenian model to come to America and who takes credit for introducing Donald and Melania. Zampoli's now been elevated by the president to be a very special envoy for global partnerships, whatever that means. The flashy Trump acolyte got a D.C. townhouse where he throws parties and shows off pictures of the Trumps. Zampoli posted pictures on X this week showing himself with Vice President J.D. Vance and Viktor Orban at the table in Hungary. He has ordered to testify before Congress as he played Cupid for the pair. At the Times recently reported Zampoli asked ICE to interfere. Listen, this is where it cracks. And listen, interfere in a nasty custody battle he was having with Amanda Ungaro, his Brazilian girlfriend and the mother of his child. Ungaro, who was in jail in Miami for 3 months on a fraud charge before she was deported to Brazil, claims basically that this was all set up by Trump. He claims that he was merely requiring about her case and not trying to get her deported. So he got the girl who he had a baby with deported so he would have to pay child support and take custody of the child. The Epstein obsession among Trump's base was planted by his henchmen and most devoted followers and then came back to bite him, including this new chunk taken out by him by Melania. Conspiracies about Melania feed off the web intersections. Now, early Thursday, just after midnight, Ungaro, the girl who was deported, she did this thing on Friday. Ungaro, clearly upset that Melania didn't help her with the ICE deportation, posted threatening messages directed at her on X. One deleted post now reads, now listen, I have nothing left to lose in my life. This is what the girl's saying down in Brazil. She better be careful with her life. Be careful. She goes, I will tear down the entire system. Be careful with me, bitch. In another, she said, maybe you should be afraid of what I know of who you are and who your husband is. Melina's statement comes later that day, but who knows if there's any connection. So these people are absolutely coming after Melania, you know, Lena, and Trump, and all the rest of it. There's such a house of cards built around Donald Trump.
Exactly right.
That Donald Trump now, they're probably looking at him as the villain, and they're saying, okay, we've got to make him the bad guy. We've got to do this picture, putting a poster up of him being Jesus, healing a young lookalike of Jeffrey Epstein. This is a nightmare.
They have to ruin his image now.
Well, they've done that.
What I'm saying,
because on Easter he put on, you know,
correct,
you know, praise Allah.
As I was very clear on that, that wasn't an accident at 8 a.m. in the morning.
No.
That wasn't some spoof. That wasn't him in a bad mood. That wasn't him losing his mind, because that's what everybody's putting out. Oh, we need to Article 25 him. You know, Amendment 25, and he's losing his mind. The man's not losing his mind to a full extent. What they're doing is they're having to ruin the entire credibility of also the United States, and they need to keep people distracted of what he's doing and not look at what Epstein.
What's happening in Lebanon.
And I want to post this with Todd Blanch. Todd Blanch is Trump's former defense attorney, right? He's now the new acting AG. You guys know that last week. He replaced Pam Bondi. Trump's defense attorney is now AG of the United States. AG, clear that up. Well, he did basically a conference the other day, press conference, and comes out and says, we have no idea what you're talking about as far as anybody to prosecute the Epstein files. And the report, I'm going to let you watch the video in a second. This is probably the most, well, not the most that I've ever seen, but pretty close. This is probably one of the wildest gaslighting conferences I've ever seen in my life. The man is a great attorney, obviously. I'm not going to knock him for that. He's vile as all get out, the fact of how he answers this question. And he refuses to even acknowledge anything has ever even occurred and actually deflects it onto the reporter. I mean, this is total psychop. Well done as far as what he was trying to achieve. Horrific from a truth standpoint and not respected at all from a Christianity standpoint on actually trying to get the truth out there. But the guy just, this is like probably the best definition of pure psychological deflection I've ever witnessed in my life. And I'm going to play the video so you guys can watch it. This is a reporter at a conference asking the current new AG. He had not taken position yet as acting AG yet. He was before this, right before he placed Pam Bondi. I'll let you guys watch this video. Put it up here. So the reporter says, is the public ever going to see the individuals that abuse these young girls that were prosecuted? The response is crazy. Watch this. Oh, hold on a second.
The girls with the information that you're releasing, and if not, why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
You just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abuse these girls? Like, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
Well, I mean, they're the men who abuse the young women through Epstein's.
We said in July, and it remains as true today as it was in July, if we had information, we meaning the Department of Justice, about men who abused women, we would prosecute them, right? We talked about the work that we're doing. That's why I said that. I said this earlier. There's this built-in assumption that somehow there's this hidden tranche of information of men that we know about that we're covering up or that we're choosing not to prosecute. That is not the case. I don't know whether there are men out there that abuse these women. If we learn information,
he's covering up Pam Bondi.
He doesn't answer the question. Watch.
No.
He doesn't answer the question.
The identities of the men who abuse the girls with the information that you're releasing, and if not, why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
You just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said, and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abuse these girls? Like, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
Well,
notice he never at any point at all answers the question. He deflects the man's question with basically an insinuated insult. What are you talking about? You baked in a question that I never said. What are you even talking about? He makes the guy feel like an idiot on the press floor intentionally to make the guy repeat himself. Then he shuts it down and goes, if we ever had information like that, we'd prosecute people. Why are you even asking me that question? This is exactly how sociopathic, crazy individuals that want to run everything act.
No, this is exactly how really good attorneys act.
No, he's a great attorney. But what I'm saying, I actually compliment the aspect of how he did that from a psych standpoint. However, you've got to understand, we're talking about men in power through Israel, the United States, being pedophiles. This isn't the time to be an attorney. This is the time to answer the general population's question. Why in the world hasn't anybody been prosecuted?
And he's Trump's former defense attorney.
Surprise, surprise. He replaced Pam Bondi now. This is how they were not. They did not want Pam Bondi to act. They wanted Pam Bondi to do exactly
what
she did. They wanted her to basically scapegoat it, flip it off, and she went back and forth. She gave out way too much information, came out and said, I've got all the Epstein files with all the guys sitting on my desk right now. And they went, whoa.
Well, Trump told pretty much his whole staff a few weeks ago he's going to pardon everybody around him.
I don't doubt that at all.
Before he left office.
Anyways, well, I got some health articles I want to get into today. I got a bunch of health stuff before we get into all that crazy nonsense. First thing on here, weight loss drug linked to bone health risk. Five-year data now shows that GLP-1 drugs, they may be shrinking waistlines temporarily. However, temporarily. Yeah. However, they are showing enormous increase in developing osteoporosis, even in young adults now. They're saying that even adults like under 50 years old are increasingly having 4% to 5% increase in osteoporosis after they take GLP-1 drugs. I mean, it's not just affecting older users. They said they're now reaching the precipice where 5% and then a 10-year follow-up data is going to become available. They said any medication to see this rapid adoption warrants close examination, particularly in orthopedics where obesity and surgeon intervention often overlap. So this is the first time we actually have a five-year true case study you can look at from real-world usage, and they're showing not only the whole host of other side effects that I've gone into detail about for the last 3 years, including a massive class action lawsuit, now they're showing there is a guaranteed risk of osteoporosis.
Yeah, if a person had type 2 diabetes and they were extremely obese,
correct,
okay, and they went on something like this,
and that's
for a short
what that drug was for.
Yeah, but there are people that need to lose 20, 30 pounds, and they're just going on this stuff.
Even 50, 60 pounds. You know. And they're moderately decent overall as far as health-wise. They're not, you know, it's one thing if you got organs missing, you know, you got type 1 diabetes and you're trying to go on this experimental, that's between you and your doctor. You got people that aren't diabetic, they're not having blood sugar issues, they just eat too much crap and they're 50 pounds overweight and they go, well, I don't want to diet, I don't want to eat clean, I don't want to exercise, I'm just going to take a drug and see what happens. And there you have it. I mean, osteoporosis to add to the list, thyroid cancer to add to the list, what a necrotizing pancreatitis. Pancreatitis starts dying, and pancreas dies. Cut it out.
Yeah, this is what happens when you go off label for stuff.
That's exactly
you
know, right.
You start doing all. And you see, oh, everybody's losing weight on this. Well, yeah, because you're controlling insulin. Listen to me. Insulin is a storage hormone. If you want to lose body fat, you got to control insulin. Do you have a choice? Okay. And the problem with syndrome X, you have elevated insulin, and you have elevated glucose, and you have diabetes because of that. And now you're saying, oh, well, there's something wrong here. Well, the wrong thing is the fact that you're eating a bunch of high fructose corn syrup in most cases.
That's exactly right.
Or you're eating high glycemic carbohydrates. You're eating a lot of bread and pasta and rice and potatoes. Oh, I got to have my 4 glasses of orange juice for breakfast.
Ugh.
That puts me asleep in about 10 minutes. Because my
insulin's through the roof. Blood sugar's through the roof, and neither one of them come down.
Yeah, so now, well, let me do this. I'll take one of these drugs and inject it in me and fix this. Fix your stinking diet. I'm sorry.
And throw in the berberine, man. The berberine ultimate, from what I've been watching physically from customers that I have, I've been getting more positive feedback on that product with body fat burning and stabilized blood sugar than almost anything else I have.
Yeah, I did that show on berberine a few months ago. And I've been taking it ever since. And my body fat's really pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
What it does is, too, I've noticed, though, when I run it, it keeps my moods much better during meals.
Yeah.
It's between meals. I don't have as much. Cause a lot of times I don't eat for a while. My blood sugar will drop and I get a little fun to be around. What I've noticed with the berberine and cinnamon extract, it keeps it a lot more stable, even for me. And I eat pretty clean. I mean, it's like chicken and rice and stuff. So that's one of the reasons why I've been telling everybody, before you start going to these drugs, especially off label, really, really do some research on them, guys, because they can have some serious side effects. And another one, too, now is more and more people I'm hearing about having issues with blood pressure. They're tying in blood pressure now in a clinical trial to social media overusage. This is crazy.
Oh, I believe that.
They said your scrolling habits raising your blood pressure. They said more than 6 hours of daily screen time a day was linked to measurable heart health risk.
Doom scrolling, bro.
Yep. They said the study followed 382 adults with an average age of 35. These weren't old individuals or obese individuals. This is average, basically 35-year-olds with average body composition. They compared those who spent more than 6 hours daily on screen outside of work or school with those who use screens less, and they found 18 higher systolic blood pressure and 28 higher, basically, on the dystolic, meaning their blood pressure went up. That's significantly as far as a bump on it on average.
You know what's interesting to me? The other day I went to the doctor's to get some blood testing done. I want to get my B12 to see what it would look like, you know, after I took those five, like, you know, the morning with you guys. And I remember they took my blood pressure, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just chilling out. And he goes, your blood pressure is 117 over 65.
It's perfect.
And he goes, you don't take any meds. I said, I don't take meds. He goes, he looked at me again. He goes, I have to keep looking at your chart to realize your age, because you look so young and you're so healthy. You take
biological
no
age.
Drugs. That's my biological age. My biological age is around 46, 47.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the crazy part about it is people say, well, it, you know, how did you do that? Well, it's a lifetime, Austin. It's a lifetime of eating clean. It's a lifetime of working out. It's a lifetime of being careful with my health. It's a lifetime. And, you know, people are always saying, I remember I told this to my friends in high school and college. I said, well, I'm going to stay young. I'm going to take supplements
just
to work out.
Opt out aging.
I've decided not to get old. It's just awful. And I've learned something about this. You hang out with old people.
Yeah.
You get old real quick.
Bad. And he he's not throwing mud at anybody.
I'm not.
But the concept goes across the board. Everything. You hang out with negative people.
Studies have proven this.
You hang out with negative people.
They say if you hang out you hang out with younger people, your telomeres actually lengthen.
Yeah.
And it's not because I don't like people that are over the age of 70 or 80 or 90, because I do. I had a good friend of mine come over yesterday after church. Lee Hsu.
Yeah.
The guy who saw the aliens on that spaceship and who worked for NASA.
Yeah. Legitimately were for NASA.
Yeah, legitimately was an engineer.
We've known him for
electrical engineer. The man's he's never lied to me one time. I've known him for 30 years. Listen to the show on Friday, and we'll talk to you about he saw reptilians. Just thought I'd mention that to you. And I sat and talked to him for like an hour, hour and a half. I really enjoyed it because he's got a young outlook.
Yeah.
He's got a great attitude. He's super positive. He loves Jesus. And I enjoy talking to him. And he was talking about this and that. And I said, well, the worst thing happens, Lee, if you don't continue to live where you live, you can always move out into my barn. That's where the studio is. It'll be that bedroom right over there. And, you know, and so it's kind of funny because he's such a good friend. So, but he's not typical for that age group.
No.
Okay. The majority, what's wrong now? And you got to listen to them. You ask them how they're doing, you get a 40-minute organ recital on how sick are.
And you know what?
Nobody wants to hear it.
Everybody's got problems.
Yeah.
Everybody does. Everybody's got stuff they battle. Everybody's got issues they have. But when you first talk to somebody, the first thing out of their mouth is, well, I'm not dead yet. I'm like, well, okay, I already know where this is
going. I got to go.
But you're about to rub off just much negativity on me.
Middle camera, Rich. These are the kind of people that brighten up a room.
Sadly.
By leaving.
Don't be that person.
I
want to add on to this, though, too, as far as with the screen thing, because I want to close this article out. It says the study also found heavy screen use combined with low physical activity, which was very common, made the health risk exacerbated. They said the people that spent more time on screens and were physically inactive experienced even higher levels of high blood pressure and body mass index. They noted that more than a quarter of heavy screen users reported also smoking or vaping, which also had a higher level of blood pressure in those groups.
Constricts the blood vessels.
So you really want to get your blood pressure up. Sit on your phone and look at negative news. Smoke vapes, which is nasty stuff, and don't get off the couch. That's a surefire way to raise your blood pressure through the roof. Because remember, and I'm being sarcastic, your body's designed to be active. It can't sit down 24 hours a day on a couch and be functionally healthy. It can't do it. It's got to move. It's got to walk. It's got to operate. That's how it's supposed to do things. And so also be very careful as far as what you're putting in your body when it comes to foods. A lot of high-processed, ultra-processed foods that are super high in processed sodiums, those will also raise your blood pressure. Now, don't confuse ultra-processed salt products with high salt levels as far as compared to like using Redmond salt or mine salt on your eggs. Your body needs salt, but it needs it in the right forms, and it needs to be coupled with other nutrients. That's why we always use the Redmond salt, which is like a red-pink salt. It's got all types of other nutrients with it. The ultra-processed foods you go eat with, you know, Doritos, it's all straight bleached sodium chloride, and it's an insane amount of it.
And a lot of that salt also has fluoride added.
That's true, too. And you combine it with all the other additives in the food, surefire way to really, really mess up your entire system. So make sure you're staying away from those foods on that. And one other thing, article here, we talked about this all the time. This is starting to become very too common. It says when one medication turns into many.
Happens all the time.
I can't tell you. I mean, I honestly don't even know how many times I've had this happen. I've had customers come in the office. I've got emails. And somebody goes, I was feeling good. I went in. My cholesterol was at 208. The doctor put me on statins. Now I'm on six different medications. I'm on this, and I'm on this, and I'm on this, and now I'm on, you know, Cialis because I can't basically have erectile dysfunction because I'm running on this. Now I'm over other problems. Now I'm losing muscle mass, and I'm like, what happened before you went on the statin drugs? They're going, well, I felt great. My mental acuity is great. I was strong. I had a good sex drive. I'm like, you see a trend here? You see where this is going? And this article goes into detail now how this is a serious problem that starts to occur where, right here, it says, drug A, prescribed for high blood pressure. Side effects, swelling of the legs. Side effects, urinary urgency. Drug B, added to reduce fluid. C, added for bladder symptoms, dry mouth confusion. And the cycle continues.
And then you come down with senile dementia and memory lapse. And they start telling you have pre-Alzheimer's.
Yeah, so then they have an Alzheimer's medication.
Started with the blood pressure medicine.
And then the Alzheimer medication causes another side effect with the kidneys and the liver. Then all of a sudden it goes from A, B, C, D, E, F, and all of a sudden you're like, how am I on Z?
Look at that. Prescribed for high blood pressure, side effects, swelling in the legs and ankles.
Yes. This says that you got to basically urinate all the time. Mm-hmm. So they put you on another drug for that. And the list goes down. And this is just one aspect of it. It says older adults often live with severe chronic diseases. More than 90% of Americans over 65 have at least one or many manageable several diseases on here. And this is the way it's designed to be from the medical industrial complex. Listen to me, guys, for a second. They don't want people being healthy. Healthy people don't take drugs. Which means pharmaceutical companies don't make money off you if you don't buy drugs. Healthy people don't go to the doctor every month for more prescriptions and more checkups because they're healthy. The only way the pharmaceutical industrial complex operates is by including more drugs on more drugs on more drugs. Exactly this. This isn't just a drug model. This is a money model. This is how they make billions of dollars a year. And the only way they make billions of dollars a year is by coupling drugs on drugs on drugs that have never been tested, by the way, in conjunction with one another.
Like these weight loss drugs.
These weight loss drugs, too. They're not asking people that are...
They're a boondoggle because they cause so many other side effects with so many other drugs.
We talked about that a couple months ago. The GLP-1s are causing more problems than the average person now that goes on GLP-1s, and they're saying is on between a minimum 2 to 3 medications. Because of GLP-1s. The same thing I discussed the other day. Somebody was having a debate with me about vaccines. And I said, I'm not 100%, oh my gosh, immunization should never be used ever. I said, they need to be clean, pure, tested immunizations. You get a tetanus immunization. It needs to be a tetanus immunization, not DTaP, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis.
And without mercury or aluminum.
And without aluminum. The big one is that. And the thing is, I got in this debate with him, and I said, okay, I said, here's the million-dollar question. So you don't even have to, I'll stop after this. You just ask this question, or you answer for me, or ask your doctor. I said, ask them, please show me the clinical trials where DTaP, MMR, flu, chickenpox, and COVID was all tested for 6-month-olds all at the same time. I'll wait. You go, what do you mean? I'm very clear. I'm very concise. Ask the doctor when all those vaccines were tested in conjunction on a 6-month-old, because that's the 6-month-old shot schedule. Well, I don't know if they do. They don't. I don't even bet anymore. I will bet you any amount of money. I'll bet you a whole pallet of these. The clinical trial's never been done with all those shots in conjunction.
They have not been done.
It never will. It'll fail. They'll shut it down. The participants will get too sick. They'll never be able to get that approved on human trials on 6-month-olds or 1-year-olds or 3-year-olds.
You know, it's so ironic when you see this. I remember years ago, I had a friend of mine. He did that whole thing at 18 months.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you a story.
It goes on 6 months, okay. 12 months, 18 months.
And this guy is a good friend of mine. I love him. He's like a brother in Christ. He's a good man. Been very supportive since Sharon passed away. But we were at I warned him and warned him and warned him and warned him and warned him not to do the 18-month vaccines. And he said, well, my brother, who's basically a plumber or whatever it was, or brother-in-law, he said that they're all safe. And I'm like, the plumber? And I'm like, I said, look, I sent him all the literature. I sent him the research. I sent him everything. So they inject their 18-month-old. And so now we go to dinner with them that same night. And the girl is basically, you know, laying there with a massive fever, crying, doesn't know what to do. And he's laughing about it. He thinks it's funny. Now, it was not his high moment, and that got me pretty pissed off, to be honest with you. My wife went ballistic. She could.
Oh, Mom was. I remember Mom was mad about that.
She was, and she never, ever got past that. And I remember.
Well, he made a joke out of it.
He didn't know what to do. So he's made a joke out of it. And finally, she ended up in the hospital. And then, like a couple of morons, then the other one basically had to have more shots, and she ended up in the hospital, both her daughters. The one daughter, the one we had seen that night, ended up with autism. Not a joke, okay? And Sharon. To the day she passed away, she just couldn't stand this guy. And one day he was at the house, and she goes, I don't like him. And I'm like, God, just cut me some slack. I said, I know he made a mistake. He made a horrible mistake. Well, it doesn't matter. I don't want him to do it. And she was – one thing about Sharon was she was extremely – how would you say, very type A when she wanted to be. But when she made a decision as far as I don't like somebody, and she cut somebody loose, she just straight cut them loose. And finally, I said, well, just treat him with respect when he's here out of respect for me. And she said, I'll do that, but I don't want him here. I mean, she was, and you ask Austin, she was like that. And I thought to myself,
yeah,
okay.
But she was pretty discerning, too. She had a very good reason.
I'm not picking on her, okay? I'm just saying that she was that angry. There was another friend of mine she was the same way with. And I finally had to ask her, just be nice to them when they're here with me. They're my friends. But she was right about this guy making a horrible mistake. And that kid to this day still suffers from what happened that night. The sad part about it is the other one had been in the hospital after that. You know, when people don't listen, they simply don't listen. And so then they start having all these health problems, or they cause health problems in their children.
And we're in 2026. Where I'm giving you the cheat sheet on everything. Do your own research. Read it on the website. Go on healthmasters.com. It's there.
We're zipping it back 105, 107 years ago with the Treaty of Versailles.
Oh, boy.
Zing it back to Woodrow Wilson, that absolutely syphilis-infected piece of garbage who brought us the Federal Reserve Act and the income tax, who was the former president of Princeton, right? The guy's nauseating. One of the worst presidents we've ever had. He basically brought back the Treaty of Versailles. Here's what happened. The Rothschild banking cartel didn't control the press yet.
Nope. It was pretty independent.
No, it was 100 years ago. And so what happened is there was so much blowback from the Treaty of Versailles that Congress would not ratify it. And the Rothschilds go, oopsie, we had this thing set up for a new world order through the League of Nations. Didn't happen. And now the same thing's happened again. They're trying to bring all of their new world order in 100 years later. Whoopsie, we've got the new Gutenberg press.
Yeah,
there's millions of podcasts saying, you guys suck. This is awful. Donald Trump's pretending like he's Jesus, healing a young Jeffrey Epstein and praising Allah on Easter Sunday and blasphemy to the entire Christian world. Yeah, well, try to cover that up now with what's going on with the Internet. They can't cover it up. So now it's a two-edged sword. They wanted to use the Internet to track us and enslave us, which they're doing. But now the Internet's giving all this information out of what these people, who they really are.
Well, that's why over in Europe now, they're controlling what goes out on the Internet.
Oh, yeah.
They're blocking and censoring.
You saw that. I showed you guys that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They already do it. China's already been done with this.
I mean, France is horrible about it.
You go on the wrong website, your social credit score drops by the minute. You go on the wrong website. They can't. It's hard. They don't have an ability to really do that yet in the United States because the independence still with all the different server platforms and global systems and everything we have. But they're trying to do it, and that's why
they want AI.
That's exactly why they want AI, and that's why the reasons why they're trying to do everything they can to censor certain things. But when you got stuff on independent media, by the way, which no other really country is discussing the fact as far as that are controlled, discussing the fact how Turkey just entered the war with Iran, and they're part of NATO. They said, we're done. You attack Lebanon one more time, we're done. And Turkey, if the United States doesn't defend Israel, Turkey will mop the floor with Israel as far as their ground team.
Unless Israel nukes them.
Right. But if they do that, then everybody starts nuking everybody. And they don't. That's the only factor is there's too many nuclear warheads bouncing around.
Oh, by the way, the 10th scientist involved in nuclear warheads and space exploration has gone missing now.
Now, yeah.
Okay, there's something going on with the whole nuclear weapon stuff.
Well, there's a reason why we allegedly just went to the moon to bounce around.
That's total lie. No, I'm saying, we didn't go there yet.
No. What was the point? We wanted to make sure it was still there? Like, wait, we're going to the moon. We orbit, allegedly, we orbit the moon and come back.
It never happened.
Really? During the middle of one of the biggest Middle Eastern conflicts we've had in two decades, we decided to launch a rocket to go around the moon to make sure it was still there. Nobody stole it.
5-10 years ago, NASA said we no longer have technology to go to the moon.
And I don't believe that.
No.
The current technology that they display to the civilians, they don't. I personally think the space-based weapon platforms, all the other stuff they have very much technology to do it, but they don't disclose what they actually do.
The real reasons American aren't having babies anymore is fertility rate plunges again. This is more obfuscation.
Yep.
America's fertility has fallen once again to a record low, official data shows. Provisional figures of CDC reveal that general fertility dropped to 53.1 thousand women. That's terrible, by the way. It was a 1% fall in the past 12 months. American fertility rate has been a decline since 2007, but even the economically initial rebound of the decline continue. Experts say continued economic and financial instability, as well as increased focus on schooling and career, have led people to delay having children. That's a complete and total lie. That's a lie. That is pure obfuscation. They use a few things that they say, oh, we polled people, and here's what they say. Here's the problem they have. The COVID vaccine has caused a massive increase in infertility in the last 6 years because it attacks the testicles and it attacks the ovaries, period. That's number one. Number two, we no longer have the ability to have alpha males in the United States that don't get unbelievably basically beaten half to death and basically destroying masculinity. And because these guys are basically wanting to live on an iPad or an iPhone or whatever they're doing and basically not even meet a woman, period. Then there's an article. Is masculinity in crisis? Yes. These TV shows suggest yes. A trio of comedies about lost, affluent white men grapples with the many conundrums of our times and paints a troubled picture of modern men. I had a friend of mine the other day and she wanted to watch one of these sitcoms with these guys who act gay on the sitcom. And I looked at her and I said, no, I'm not watching that. That's nauseating to me. And she goes, well, I don't say it's funny. No, it's not funny. We men are trying, truly, we're trying to be there for our partners and our kids, struggling to follow the rules they presented us, work hard, fly straight, die on the beach with a daiquiri in our hand, but we're struggling. We're confused and conflicted because the game we thought we were playing turns out to be as rigged against us as it is everyone else. Television is now saturated with self-doubting, affluent white male characters dealing with a world that no longer gives priority to their needs. The problem is a trio of newest shows suggest is that the old scripts for proving one's vaunted manliness no longer functions the way it once did, if it ever did. Now, I'm not going to read you the stuff they write about these different shows because I'm not going to promote any of them, but I did post it on the website so you could see it. I loathe sitcoms that show guys as a bunch of meow boys. I loathe it. They come in there with a little bitty pencil neck. They come in there with little bitty pencil arms. The women are completely dominating them because of gynocentrism that's taken over our economies and our world now. And they sit there, they look back and they go, well, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. We're so sad. And we're supposed to be men, but we're not. You know, it's like this Stalwell guy who basically now has basically, you know, gotten out of the gubernatorial race in Texas. Stalwell exits governor's race after assault allegations as rivals seek his supporters. Now, he left. He completely left because they said that he raped somebody because she comes up years later and says she raped him. And the thing about it is you read what she says is this. I was out with him, and basically I got blind drunk. Sloppy drunk. And
blackout, baby.
Blackout drunk. And we had sex. So therefore, he raped me. No. The San Francisco Chronicle spoke to the woman who allegedly Stalwell sexually assaulted her in 2019 when she worked for him, and again in 2024. That's why you never date people who work for you. The woman says she did not go to the police at the time of the assault because she's afraid she would not be believed. In both cases, the woman says she was too intoxicated to consent to sex. CNN report. How does she remember it then? CNN. If she can't remember. Never mind. I'm not going there. CNN reported on allegations that she appeared to come from the same woman and spoke to several other women who accused Stalwell of other sexual misconduct. So she could go out with a girl. And you go, may I please kiss you? May I please hold your hand? may I please be a meow boy around you? You know, but can you please walk 20 feet in front of me and treat me like I'm some kind of dog on a leash? What in the blankety, 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 blankets happened to our society? We have gotten to a point now where guys are so scared to kiss a girl, to hold somebody's hand. It's unbelievable, Austin. And that's why we have a fertility rate drop along with the COVID shot. It's not because of whatever. It's because men don't know how to be men anymore because their daddies didn't teach them. Their granddaddies didn't teach those guys. And we have an entire generation of boys who want to stay in the doggone basement with their parents and play video games and basically watch porn. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth.
Well, that's the societal part of it.
It's awful. The porn is destroying all of this. It's just, my God, it's unbelievable. That's
the societal part. The secondary part, and this is why it's so important to make sure you as a mother, if you're pregnant, you're watching what you're eating now. They're saying ultra-processed foods are being linked directly now to enormous amount of pregnancy complications and also health problems with the child post-birth. This is something I've talked about before. If you're pregnant, you've got to make sure you're cutting the crap food out, not just for your health, for the baby's health, for the long-term future health of that child. Because when you start putting all these phytoestrogens and soybean oil and omega-6s and all these inflammatory foods and all these estrogen-based foods, it's naturally going to decrease the amount of testosterone that the mother is going to produce, especially when she's building a male, she's building a boy. And what happens is those hormones and those balances and those things that are being built are extremely sensitive. When they change rapidly due to different types of hormone changes because of the food supply, it affects that child not just then, through the rest of their life. There's something somebody asked me the other day, and I had to look it up. And I'm going to tell you guys this because I'll be honest with you, I never really thought of it that much. And I'll tell you, Lana didn't even use this much during pregnancy. They asked me if the collagen peptides should be taken during pregnancy. And there is a massive consensus on that collagen is incredibly important during pregnancy. Now, new research is being done on it. And they're saying not only does it help out with protein synthesis, with collagen, with rebuilding that.
It has to be organic beef, though, buddy.
That's why it's got to be stuff like this. I would never put – this is probably the only product I would ever put in Lana while she was pregnant with this. And I started researching on it. And it goes into detail on not only the benefits of what it does for the baby's bones, joints, basically organs. It also helps the mom reduce stretch marks, keep her hair strong, keep her nails strong, and offsets a whole list of pregnancy side effects that have been very common now because they said, here's the problem. The mother's producing collagen, the baby's getting all that, and the mother is usually getting depleted in collagen while she's pregnant for the 9 months.
I've never thought about that, but you're right. It's not because the mother gets enough protein, but collagen is
super easy to digest. You can take it 1, 2, 3 times a day with a protein shaker, with meal, or just in water, and it goes into detail on the different aspects of it. And I was really intrigued by it when I started reading about it. It said safety is generally deemed safe pretty much with all pregnant women. Structural support is the uterus and basically placenta grow, skin elasticity, joint and ligament comfort, not just for the mom as weight changes and hormone changes, but as the baby grows and gets older after birth, it helps strengthen those joints. The postpartum recovery says supports tissue repair and healing after childbirth. And so I wanted to throw that out there because somebody emailed me about it and I thought, I've never really discussed that much. I've always 5-MTHF, which is a folate.
Don't use Chinese collagen.
No, absolutely not. That is probably one of the most important aspects. I would say if you're going to take this, make sure you're getting high-quality collagen. But that's the same thing with anything when you're pregnant. Make sure you're getting high-quality supplements, omega-3s, D3.
Let's go back to in utero real quick. This is important. I haven't covered this in years. I'm going to cover it again. I wrote an article called "Does Soy Turn Little Boys into Little Girls?" And the answer is yes. Now, but listen to me for a second. In the mammalian kingdom, we're mammals. All mammals are conceived female. And you think, well, that sounds weird. It's just the way God made us, okay? And what happens, the Y chromosome in the little boy from the sperm from the dad triggers the mother's adrenal glands and ovaries to produce testosterone while she's pregnant with the baby. So I'm going to say all mammals, when their babies are first fertilized, are fetal fertilized as female. It's the Y chromosome that changes it. So the clitoris becomes a penis. The ovaries become the testicles. That's what happens. Instead of a right brain dominated woman's brain hemisphere, he becomes a left brain dominated male from testosterone. Women who ingest large amounts of estrogen from meat, from poultry, from chicken, or whatever, that estrogen is antagonistic to testosterone.
Yep.
And so if that woman's eating a diet that's high in soybean oil, loaded with estrogens, drinking soy protein, drinking soy milk, okay, she's going to overload her body with estrogens, and the proper sexual differentiation from the testosterone does not take place, period. Same thing happens if you have a little boy that's born to a mother who gives him soy milk.
Soy protein or soy protein formula.
Soy formula.
There's a whole discussion on this article. We brought it to the new website.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. The soy
trouble
girls.
A whole discussion on soy protein and soy formula in this article on the site.
And you can read it.
Yeah. It's because you should never use soy formula under any. A lot of countries in Europe and New Zealand have banned soy formula for children. Banned it. Because not only does it mess up the boy, it also messes up the hormones of the girl.
Well, so then what happens is the little boy then gets a right brain dominated hemisphere. Well, the little boy's got a very small genitalia now. He's basically wanting to play with dolls and wear dresses because he thinks he's a girl mentally. And what ends up happening is that little child at that point will be like that the rest of their life. Now, they can get counseling done because being a gay guy is always something that's going to be a choice. Anybody can make that choice, be a heterosexual, be a gay. Well, you don't understand. I'm not attracted to females. Well, go find one you're attracted to. Yeah, okay. But don't, and I'm not picking on gays here this morning. What I'm saying is it's always a choice. I choose to be a heterosexual. I choose to be this. I choose to be this. I choose to be asexual. I choose to be whatever. Remember, their God, this group that runs the planet, is a God named Ein Sof, or you can call it Baphomet, or whatever you want to call it. And it basically is a snake in a tree, but not the Baphomet visual of it. And this Ein Sof character is a hermaphrodite. He's both male and female. That's why when Kenneth Copeland came out years ago and said in one of his videos, God is just as much male as he is female, I called it complete blasphemy, and I challenged him to come on the show and show me in the scripture where it proves that, because he cannot do that. Because that's saying the same thing about Ein Sof. It's not true. That's because Jesus is an exact representation of God Almighty. Jesus was an alpha male. He was a carpenter. He was strong. He was powerful. He died on a cross willingly for you and me, spill his blood as an omnipresent being to provide an eternal sacrifice for us. That is not something that an effeminate man would do. It's nonsense. And so when I see people say stuff like this, it just absolutely just baffles my mind. Like Paula White, I know her too. I know Kenneth Copeland. And Paula White challenging, telling us all, it's like Donald Trump. It's like Jesus being persecuted. And then Donald Trump, a few weeks after she says that, posts a picture of him as Christ. We showed you healing somebody who looks like a young Jeffrey Epstein. Now you say, well, he didn't mean to make it a young Jeffrey Epstein. I don't care what he meant. That's what they posted. The sad part about all of this stuff is that people continue to believe that diet doesn't affect anybody during pregnancy. It's not true. Austin's right. If you're a female, listen to me, and you're an alpha female or a beta female or whatever you are, and you want to be a mother and you want to be a wife and you want to have children, you need to prepare for that childbirth and that child production at least a year in advance. You need to get off all heavy metal contamination. You need to get off all chocolate. I need to say that. No chocolate, unless you have it tested for lead. You need to make sure you're taking your vitamins, your minerals, your prenatals, all that, and get off all omega-6 oils, like soybean oil.
Yeah, clear those out of your system.
Clear it out of your system, and then get pregnant, and then eat clean. Take supplements. Don't get soy back in your body. Don't get any more estrogen back in your body. Produce a male. Remember that in The Godfather, they had that wonderful line, and I pray that you have a manly man or a manly boy or whatever, and that's what you want. You want somebody who acts like John Wayne, not like Richard Simmons, okay? Or Liberace. You don't. No male, no alpha male ever says, "I hope I have a Liberace. I hope I have a Richard Simmons. I hope I have an effeminate little male that never wants to have children."
You got to pick on Richard Simmons, man. Yeah. He's already got enough issues.
Well, yeah.
Anyway,
I'm not saying he's gay. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that, you know. Or you know what you
Scott, what Scott with his views when he's doing one of those aerobic classes now,
now what's the name of that senator again? The one Lindsey Graham?
Oh, Lindsey Graham. He's a straight fat.
I'd love to have me a Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to go back to South Carolina and tell my constituents they need to send their boys and girls go die for Israel. How about you go over there, Lindsey Graham? That would just do everybody a humongous favor in the United States. Have to listen to that nightmare anymore.
I hope he gets taken out of office. He's unbelievable. But Trump is supporting him. And now Orban in Hungary has supposedly lost the election, which I think was total fraud. And he was one of the last people that actually stood for truth and basically Christianity in Europe. And
Oh, yeah.
And the sad part about it is everybody's all excited. Now, who's all excited now? Who's all excited that Orban lost? Alexander Soros, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Keir Starmer, Zelensky, Sanchez, Macron, Mertz, the entire EU. They're happy that Orban's out. And I personally think it was complete and total election fraud.
Well, no, he was one of the last ones that was calling everything out. What was going on with basically Gaza? What's been going on with Israel? What's been going on in the Middle East? What's been going on with the mass migration? How it's, you know, they keep displacing everybody in the Middle East and shoving them into Europe while Israel just slowly comes in and just takes over countries.
Very slowly.
No, is that slowly with Lebanon?
Not with Lebanon. It's been cartoonishly fast.
It's Apple Maps already pulled Lebanon off the map. Doesn't exist.
Das ist ein Blitzkrieg.
Literally.
Yeah. Okay, now here. I had a friend of mine. In fact, this is Mancow the other day. I texted him. We were talking about this stuff. And I said to him, I said, I'm going to send you a personal email. I sent him. Trump is being controlled by Mossad via Israel, via Netanyahu. Epstein acquired so much dirt on Trump that Trump is their lapdog. And I said, Mancow, you're the one who told me to read Dead Men Tell No Tales. Trump was bought out of bankruptcy in 1989 by Wilbur Ross of Rothschild, Inc. Trump is bought and paid for by the international bankers who control the world's central banks. Trump, according to, I'm not going to mention anybody else, is not very bright. He is a narcissistic megalomaniac who believes his own press. He has already offered everyone in his administration a pardon before he leaves office. The international bankers, also known, a.k.a. it's a synagogue of Satan, are internationally creating world chaos to bring in their Antichrist via the Third Temple. These are just facts. We just happen to find ourselves in the end times. Their mantra is out of chaos will come a new world order. They use child sacrifice as a means to feed the entities on the other side of the veil. So that's what these entities can control world events. It is indeed a crazy time to be alive. If anyone is bored right now, they aren't paying attention. That's the response I gave Mancow this weekend. Now you think to yourself, well, does Mancow believe all this? I don't know what Mancow believes. You can ask him. But the point is this. I know one thing for certain. What I just said is very, very true.
Yeah.
There were babies in the freezers at Epstein's place.
Well, yeah, that whole day. Yeah.
No,
well, that's what made me so mad when this Todd guy's new AG comes out and goes, people involved in abusing girls? What are you talking about? I never said that. Where'd you come up with this stuff?
No.
Because, like, dude, you just list 3.5 million pages of Epstein files that's redacted 5,000 names in the email.
Attorneys that are good never admit to anything.
Yeah.
And why? Because they have to assign blame or they have to obfuscate. They have to can't see the clock. Is it
2 minutes? Another article I want to cover here. This is something really big I want to close out on. Vitamin C deficiency accelerates bone loss. They said vitamin C is well known as a powerful antioxidant and valuable weapon against cancer and other diseases, but this versatile vitamin can also prevent bone loss by preventing oxidative stress that destroys bone structure. They said bone loss, known as osteoporosis, strikes older adults and can devastate mobility, quality of life. You can minimize the risk of bone loss by supplementing with vitamin C. This is an interesting topic because Dad has brought this up repeatedly. He said one of the most important mountains of information about bone health and how to avoid osteoporosis. The most common mistake is that straight calcium reverses bone loss. This misconception undoubtedly came about because osteoporosis bone is deficient in calcium, but consuming large amounts of straight calcium has no effect on improving conditions of the disease.
It causes heart disease, what it does.
Hardens
the arteries.
Listen to this. Osteoporosis is actually scurvy of the bones, a symptom of vitamin D deficiency.
It's vitamin C deficiency.
Yeah. Reversal depends on restoring an optimal balance of antioxidants, particularly vitamin C, and also magnesium and manganese. This is why I always tell you
I've never heard it called scurvy of the bones.
Scurvy of the bones. This is one of the reasons why they always say you can't straight calcium. First off, don't ever take calcium carbonate. That's straight rock. If you're taking calcium, it needs to be taken with magnesium and other supplements. That's why the Awesome Mag formula we have for females has the MCHC
and
calcium.
And the brain magnesium.
Yes.
Magnesium
brain. It's got magnesium with the MCHC, which is microcrystalline hydroxyconcentrate calcium. But in most cases now they're saying here that also you've got to really increase your vitamin C to help out with the collagen and cartilage in the bones so you don't lose bone density in your bones to other parts of your body. And also stay off the soda. So thought that was a cool article here. I'll post it on the site. I'll do some research on it because I've never heard vitamin C deficiency being scurvy of the bones. Interesting, my friends. Stay strong. Stay healthy. You need anything, healthmasters.com. Some Bling will be 12s on sale for product of the week. And you guys, let us know if you need anything at healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And by the way, tomorrow we're going to cover the $50,000 puppy, why the pet debt crisis is reaching a breaking point in 2016 because of vet bills.
Yeah.
Hey, you keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. Remember, God loves you, so do I. And thanks for praying for us, and thanks for supporting Health Masters, supporting this podcast. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. Tell your friends about the show. God bless you. Love you.